everybody.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Feeling great, Paul.
I'm feeling awesome.
Welcome to another edition of Deep Fat Fried. And by the way, our title, Deep Fat Fried, is not meant to connote any sort of endorsement of that unhealthy lifestyle.
Not at all. We're
greasy
all...
greasy food.
No, never.
Nor is it meant
to... I mean, it's okay for a sometimes treat. But...
nor is it meant to fat shame anyone.
Yes.
We would never do such a thing.
Never.
That's very offensive. We would never even think of engaging in fat
shame. We are an ally to people of size here on Deep Fat Fried.
Well, how could we not be?
Of course.
People
of size yourself.
People of size ourselves. But Scotty, who is not yet a person of size.
He's a person of moderate size.
Moderate size.
But yes. I feel uncomfortable calling myself a person
not
of size.
Not to say that he is any less of a person of size.
Yeah, TJ, what the hell? Got some size going on here.
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet. Well, you know,
we were going to do a show on Pompeii.
That'd be depressing.
A whole bunch of bad things happened there. And
oh, no.
You know what? We're not a news organization, and we shouldn't really be covering historical things like we are a news organization.
Yeah, we don't have a historian on staff here.
Not at all.
We are not qualified.
Not qualified. So, you know, just we had to scrap that, and we decided to do... given that YouTube has put a firm foot down, we decided...
Finally, YouTube has taken a stand against problematic content on its platform.
Guys, I'm sorry. You guys have used stand and firm put the foot down. That's very ableist, guys.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Mm.
I would like to issue a heartfelt apology.
Yes,
to any cripples out there in our audience.
Yes.
Cripple?
Cripples.
differently abled... person,
oh,
Paul.
I'm sorry. Is that the not the?
Yeah, it's offensive, Paul.
Oh,
you don't realize that?
Well, I would like to issue an apology addendum to TJ's apology for my insensitive use of the word cripple.
Ah,
I mean, I was using it. Okay, not even contextually. I get it. Okay,
not at all.
Yeah,
as you can see, it's going to take some time, maybe
right,
for us to.
Look, we're a work in progress at this point. Please. As they say in the construction business, pardon our progress. Sorry.
Work of progress. So people unemployed don't matter? People that have struggled to find jobs, especially in marginalized communities, TJ?
Should we just be quiet?
I'm just going to not say anything.
I think we should probably just...
Guys, we didn't even start with the fucking compliment.
No, we got to stay happy.
Yeah, no. Don't get sad. Listen, I saw this coming. And I prepared quite a few stories and angles on us that are all positive stuff that we could learn and do together today, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Sounds good.
First thing I pulled was I've noticed that all of us have, like, longer hair now.
Yeah.
But we're guys, and we might not have the best idea what to do with it sometimes, so I thought we'd watch a quick hair tutorial and maybe learn something new about how to do our hair.
Paul, enforcing gender stereotypes again. All right, that's fine.
Fuck.
How is it a gender stereotype? You're enforcing a gender stereotype by saying that men can't
because
have
Paul,
long hair.
That's true.
No, that's not what I was saying.
That's not what I was saying.
Paul assumed because a man has a long hair that he needs a tutorial to understand that. Well, both genders can have long hair, TJ, correct?
Yes.
So Paul's implying that males do not understand how to deal with hair.
Well,
that's sexist.
We're saying that somebody of all stripes might not understand. Well, let's just watch the video and, there's nothing wrong with educating ourselves
I'm
about
hair
care. You're pretty good at being an SJW piece of shit. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What'd you say, TJ? What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I must have misheard you.
Anyway, let's take a look at a video. We're going to learn to some proper hair care. This is, we're going to learn to curl our hair, I guess.
How to use a curling iron.
You want a smart curl in your hair?
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Hey guys, it's Tori.
Hey Tori, how's
I'm
it going?
Yet again, not acknowledging women, but that's fine.
Wait.
A clamp.
How do we not acknowledge women?
Yeah,
hey guys.
Tori.
Hey guys.
Oh. Well, I think that guys can be used as a...
Oh, so now women are just in fear. So women have to be grouped as men now.
This is a woman. You can't check her. She's she's
I'm
higher
not
on the privilege.
Her.
She's lower on the privilege pyramid.
I'm not checking her, Paul.
She's a straight white female. You're a straight white male.
I'm explaining it through contextualizing.
Mansplaining, more like it.
Mansplaining.
Curling iron works.
I'm offended. You guys
so
would say
the
that.
Plant part because that's what makes your hair like that at the end, like how it like
I hate that.
This is a very brave video.
I hate when that happens.
This is a totally brave video. I'm in such deep admiration.
Can we just have a moment of applause for her bravery?
Yes.
So brave.
And I'm totally, by the way, willing to learn. You know, this idea that women have nothing they can teach men. I know nothing about curling hair. I'm about to learn. I'm about to be educated.
Yes, indeed.
You need to be educated.
Take a shower.
Okay, right. Start with a shower.
Phase one, shower.
Reduces up to 80% of split ends after 3 years.
Okay, so that's a split remedy thing that I should get. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about split ends. So
if you want like medium curls, then take a piece about this big.
Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe so that big, like, all right.
So right there, and bring out like the middle of your finger.
All right.
And then like do it like this, and then like wrap it around.
Oh, see, because I would have started at the bottom and then curled it up, you know?
Big mistake, Paul.
But she starts the wrap with her fingers.
And then count 20 or longer.
20 or longer. That seems like a long time to keep it on there, but that's okay.
I see some smoke happening.
Oh, God.
I mean... Oh my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How can you laugh?
How unfortunate that is that happened.
I can't believe
this. How can
you
laugh at someone else's misery?
I am not laughing. It was
a nervous laughter.
Nervous laughter.
Gallows laughter.
Yes. It was. I was laughing at the tragedy of the situation.
Oh, man. How could this happen?
I
thought this was
going
to be positive. I just found a how to curl your hair video, man. I'm so sorry to Tori.
We were going to do each other's hair later.
Paul, this brave woman makes this video and puts it out there. And you as a misogynist go and find it. To
Tori,
laugh at it.
I feel so bad, Tori. I did not know. No, I don't think anybody's kidding. I think you've got sideburns now. TJ, that nerve, you have to really control that gallows laughter.
I'm so sorry.
This is a tragedy. She's going to have to cut her whole head to make this look right.
Cut
TJ.
Her whole head? Now Paul advocates violence against women.
No, I mean cut her whole hair.
Oh my God, Paul, when does it end? she done cooked her hair off.
I'm sorry, I'm just
apologize.
Really fucking nervous right
apologize
now.
Apologize to Tori right now. TJ.
A sincere apology.
Tori, I'm sorry for what happened to you. I think it's one of the greatest tragedies of our time.
You also need to apologize for being a white male.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I apologize.
Well, go ahead.
For that. I mean,
go ahead, TJ.
I apologize for being a white male. I mean, it's really a shame I was born that way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was, if I could have
That's
chosen,
nice, TJ. Let's move on.
Okay.
Wow, that was a terrible apology.
I mean, I don't
We're
going
to have to get better at that.
Yeah.
Learn. You know what? Let's try.
I would like to apologize on, you know, for my terrible.
TJ, I don't see you on your knees.
We failed
begging
at this.
For forgiveness.
But that's partially my fault and partially TJ's
look, I mean,
insensitive
look, like
fault.
I said, we're learning. We're learning.
We're
here.
Trying. We're trying, guys. We really are. We really are.
Look, I have fits of nervous laughter. It's not a big deal. It's really not.
Look, we're trying to follow in the guidelines of YouTube now. We're trying really hard.
I understand how you might interpret it as me laughing at TJ.
I want to
ask you one fucking
TJ.
Question. I want to ask
it's
you guys.
Not true.
I want to ask you guys one fucking question.
Why did you keep? Do you really? Think
I
want to
ask you one question.
That much profanity, Scott.
I want to ask you one question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple question, TJ.
Yes.
Do you want to get remonetized, TJ?
Yes.
Yes.
You're not
yes.
acting like
yes.
it. You're not acting
yes.
like
all
it,
right.
TJ.
Well, neither are you with all that that potty language over there. So
all right, both of you, listen. I pulled this show to get us that goal, okay?
Oh,
and if
okay.
we just stay
cool,
the course,
stay
if we
the
stay
course.
The course of the show, I promise you we will be remonetized
all
by
right.
the end, okay?
Everyone replaster the smiles. All right, we're going to stay positive. This is going to be a good show.
This one can't go wrong.
All right, we'll just cut that first segment out.
That first segment
that
is
was
gone.
That was a practice, okay?
It was horrible.
We're
but listen.
Cut all
good
this down.
Session zero. Got out of our systems.
Best foot forward.
Okay, so.
This one, guys, I got a winner that can't go wrong here. This is an uplifting story.
Okay? Yes. Awesome.
How about a story of a guy, it starts a little sad, a guy who didn't know who his real dad was for his whole life. Here
wow.
he is. This is Matthew Roberts. He's a Chicago area musician born in around 1968, and he really lived his whole life not ever knowing who his real parents were. He was put up for adoption. And, you know, luckily for him, he was adopted by a family that loved him and obviously supported him if he went on to be a musician, a working musician, you know?
Yes.
So, but you still have an emptiness in you, you know, to want to know who your father is.
Imagine the holidays. Imagine, you know, Christmas. You see all the families gathered around the fucking fireplace. Oh, sorry, profanity. Around the fireplace.
Yes.
You know, sharing some eggnog and some laughs, some good times, some stories, and just, you know, not having that. Not having that answer of who your real family is.
Part of you wants to know that, you know? And
only
so
natural.
In 1999, Matthew here contacted an adoption search organization that specialized in finding the, you know, birth families of people who were adopted.
Oh, wow.
And they gave him the name of his real mother.
Wow!
Which
that's
is
awesome.
Wonderful, right?
That is wonderful.
Now, you have to understand that he was born, you know, in the 60s, and the culture was a little different. So when he met his mom, she told him that his real dad must have been one of four men, and no slut shaming, guys.
No slut
not
shaming.
Not at all.
No.
I just don't even want to hear it.
No. I wouldn't even think it.
One of four men whom she'd had sex with at an orgy in 1967.
That is, hey, you don't have to.
Hey, look, pansexuality is perfectly acceptable.
Yes, I mean, she is a woman exploring her sexuality.
Right.
It's brave, and I applaud her.
In a consensual environment, and I think that that is brave, and I think she deserves an applause as well.
What a strong woman.
Strong woman. Strong woman applause.
The applause is kind of lackluster. Can we just do another take on that?
Yeah, okay. Woo! Strong woman!
Yes, strong.
Yes. Strong woman!
Strong woman!
Strong woman!
Very so good, Matthew and his mom, his real mom, corresponded for a while, but it wasn't until that they met face-to-face that she knew the truth. She knew who Matthew's real father was, obviously looking at his face, you know, because he resembled him.
Hmm.
He was able to, through that connection, find his real dad. I pulled a picture.
Awesome.
That's
him
wonderful.
And his real...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Paul, did you look at this picture, Paul?
Yeah, it's, well, that's him. That's Matthew on the left and his, yeah, I don't know why he, why is,
huh, it's,
why does his dad look so familiar?
Paul.
What?
Is his dad,
I think his dad is Charles Manson, Paul.
What? Shut up, TJ.
I'm pretty sure that's Charles Manson, Paul.
But, hey, but this was Charles Manson before he did all the horrific stuff, right?
No, that...
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's still Charles Manson. I mean, like...
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, did you do any research? Oh, no.
Good gravy.
Oh, hold on. No.
Good gravy. I didn't know. I just thought it was a happy story about a man that found his dad.
What the fuck, dude?
We're trying to get fucking remonetized. You pull some shit like this, dude. What the fuck? Did you look over the? You told me you looked over this shit.
This is supposed to be a goddamn positive. I didn't look over it. You said you looked over it.
Everybody, calm down because yelling triggers people. Okay.
Okay. Shh.
And,
all right, hold
on. Personally, I don't think either of you are being fair to me. I didn't know. I thought this was a happy story about a father and son reunion. Okay.
All right.
Now,
well,
I made a
Paul,
mistake.
I'm gonna ask you, Paul.
I've made a huge mistake.
Maybe just Paul, just do a little bit more research into these stories. I understand you think it's just a positive story of, oh, he found his dad.
All right, listen. Okay, fine. Now, TJ, do you have some videos and some... So I have... We can go back to some of them later, but maybe we should just go to somebody else for our story now, because if you believe it, there are several people in our audience that are getting married today.
Well, hold on, Paul.
Yeah, well, what?
I want us to just take a moment to enjoy some royalty-free, relaxing, healing, stress relief.
Wow.
Can we take Charles Manson off of the screen,
yeah,
please?
I think we probably should.
Everyone in the audience, just close your eyes.
I didn't know it was Charles. I didn't know it was... Guys,
Paul,
I didn't know
Paul,
it was...
It's okay, Paul.
Paul, it's okay.
Paul.
It's not your fault, Paul.
We forgive you, Paul.
So imagine us, we're all on a beach right now. We're all relaxed.
Everybody,
fine.
Just relax.
Breathe in.
Yeah. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Everything is good.
With each exhale, just feel the negative energy
just flowing out of you.
Leaving your body, yeah.
Just leaving out. Oh.
There's no Charles Manson here. Not in this happy place.
Okay. We're good. We're good. All right, so the first couple stories didn't plan up,
but a miss. Right.
As Paul mentioned, some of our fans, some yes. DFF fans are getting married on
they're
this
getting
very
married
day.
On this very the
happiest
day.
Day
and,
of their
and
lives.
Listen, guys, yes. there are three separate fans that are getting married today, and wow. they are live streaming.
That's wonderful.
Their marriages
live,
and they
they're
invited,
live streaming it.
Yes, they invited us to tune in to the happiest moment of their lives and kind of be witnesses to some
of
their marriage shenanigans. And I think it's time to tune into the first one.
Okay.
If you guys want to check it out.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Let's go ahead and, 100%. Let's go ahead and see some of our fans. And, you know, and congratulations.
Yeah, this is Stanley and Wanda, what I guess soon will be Jacobson. And they're getting married today. They're Deep Fat Fried fans. So let's check out their marriage ceremony, I guess, in process.
Chloe.
I think it's actually Chloe.
Chloe, there, sorry.
To be your wedded husband. To live together in the covenant of marriage. Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others,
this is beautiful.
Be faithful to him as long as you both live.
It's a beautiful ceremony.
God, guys, just got a little thumb in my eye.
It's a beautiful ceremony, isn't it?
Oh, oh God! No!
Oh, my! Oh, word! Oh, my word!
Oh, Jesus. Paul, what the fuck, dude? Paul, did you actually watch the whole video?
Cut feed. This
cut,
is
yeah,
live.
Cut the feed. Cut
this
the feed.
Did
cut
you
feed,
watch the...
It's live, Scotty.
That was a live stream, Scotty. Oh, my God. Why is all everything right. going so horribly?
Hold on.
Today?
No. We said there's multiple weddings. Just cut to,
there
to
is,
another wedding.
There
cut
is
to another wedding.
Cut to another wedding.
Cut to another wedding.
Cut to another wedding.
Okay.
Okay, this is Wanda and Stanley Jacobson.
These are some of our fans of
yes.
color.
Yes.
This is Stan and Wanda, whatever.
Jacobson,
yes. Congratulations to them on their auspicious wedding day.
Everyone looks happy here.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
All right. We're good. Shit.
All right. It's a beautiful ceremony here.
This is, yeah, it's wonderful. Oh, wow. It's so beautiful. All the people there. Yeah.
Everyone looks happy. A lot of smiling faces.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Well, an ideal ceremony.
Yeah, it's very nice. Who's that?
Ronnie, this is what you left my house for this morning.
What?
Oh. What's going on?
And the other night.
Did she say he was at his... Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Oh, it's like... Well, Stanley's like girlfriends or something just came in and said he was at her house this morning. Oh, and last
Stanley,
night.
What?
Oh my
what's
God.
What's going on?
Oh, hell no.
We got to go.
TJ, cut the feed. You know what? This is not going to go well. Cut the feed. That was.
I can't. It's not cutting.
What do you
cut
mean
it,
it's
TJ,
not
cut it.
Cutting?
It's not cutting. Hold on.
Cut it, TJ. Cut it.
I can't.
TJ,
it's not cutting. It's not cutting.
God, the awkward is setting in.
Oh, my God. It's so awkward. No. All right.
Technical difficulties.
All right. We're switching. We have some fans of ours.
Switch quickly.
I'm trying. They're in the Arab world. And
yes. This is the after wedding party. So
I mean, we have a multicultural, diverse yes. audience.
Oh, my. What are they
what
doing?
Is going on?
Okay.
What is this?
This must be a traditional...
Okay, so they shoot a... Uh-oh.
Oh. Shit. Well, I guess...
That could have gone very badly.
Is that a child?
Yes.
Oh, my...
What the hell? What happened? Why are they... What is going on here? The feed just froze.
The feed
I
froze.
I don't even know what the...
Look, guys, we can't judge other cultures. We can't judge them. We don't know what that says.
I don't think
about.
They meant to shoot each other.
Yeah,
though.
They didn't mean to hurt
I
anybody.
I think somebody got shot right there.
Somebody got shot?
Did you see where that gun was pointed when it went off?
I'm just hoping no one was hurt, Paul.
How can three weddings go so horribly? Okay. I have more stories. I swear to God, I have...
I mean,
I don't even know if I want to do it, Paul, at this point.
Paul,
I mean,
it's not your fault. Those are just live feeds. You know, I mistook the first one for a video. I didn't realize these are just live feeds. I mean, we can't control what goes on, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know. We're shocked as anybody
so,
about the events that transpired.
I am so sorry to our three fans, I guess, today that had tragedies.
Our six fans.
Six?
Remember, you're all couples.
Yeah. Our six fans today that had tragic weddings.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't apologize to the guy who was his mistress showed up, but...
Well, I mean, look, that's not a good time for it to happen. I can feel for Stanley.
you know, he should have been faithful. Anyway, whatever. It's time, I guess. What else we got? What's
okay.
Our next train wreck?
Well, I have
train wreck.
I have a story about a prank. Okay, mm-hmm. Listen. Pranks are funny, right? Pranks are good. Pranks are funny. And this is a prank where a dude dresses up like a Bigfoot.
What can you do? You know, I'm feeling that.
Okay.
So.
Bigfoot. Gotcha. Let's do it.
There's a guy, and he was in a suit like this. It's a ghillie suit, right? And he thought that he was going to, he played a prank on
He's
going
to bring joy into people's lives. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a harmless little prank. I mean, they're going to realize he's a person very quickly, and it's just going to be funny.
So he suited up for Bigfoot. He's this is 44-year-old Randy Lee Tenley. He impersonated the elusive beast in 2012 by donning this military style ghillie suit on the side of Caspell, Montana's Highway 93. So he thought it would be kind of cute to, you know, make people think they saw Bigfoot on the side of the road, and he played the prank. And, you know, people laughed. There were a number of people that laughed about it on the road.
He brought a lot of joy to people.
Right. And hold on. Let me just get to the finish of this. He thought he wanted to fool travelers into thinking they'd witnessed the sought-after animal.
Give people a story to tell their grandkids.
Awesome.
Instead, he was run over by two teen drivers and died as a result of his...
What?
Next story. Wedgies, this is...
Okay, now listen, I understand.
How is this a positive story,
This is
Paul?
Not a positive story.
No, listen.
This is not a positive story,
There's a
story,
difference
Paul.
Between a bullying wedgie pictured here and a good-natured wedgie between friends, okay? You can get a wedgie, and that's just a story of a wedgie here. In fact, it says here in the article that I pulled, wedgies are an ordinary part of childhood roughhousing, and I agree. You got to get a wedgie.
I think it's bullying behavior.
Well, these are two grown men. This is 33-year-old, 33-year-old Bradley Davis and his 58-year-old stepfather. They got in an argument, which people will do sometimes, you know. And I thought this was pretty funny. He pulled his 58-year-old stepfather's bottom so far up, the elastic band slipped around his neck and asphyxiated him?
God damn it, Paul! Are you trying to sabotage this goddamn show, Paul?
The title of this article
I told
was...
you to pull a goddamn positive show. There's no goddamn way.
TJ, the title of this article that I pulled this from was Atomic Wedgie LOL, okay? I thought it was just a funny story about two grown men giving each other a wedgie.
I mean, it's a disaster. You know,
Paul, you
people's hair burning off. People find out Charles Manson's their dad. People getting hit by cars. People getting asphyxiated by their goddamn underwear.
Paul promised us an uplifting, happy episode. You know, we had a conversation,
Paul. We would have been less fucking horrible if we just covered Pompeii.
And you said... Paul, verbatim to me, you're like, look, I know you guys are concerned. We're going to get remonetized with this episode. 100% guaranteed. It's going to happen. And all you've done, Paul, is make a fucking mockery of this. I mean, what kind of research did you do? I mean, look, the live feeds are one thing, but this, a wedgie that killed someone, Paul?